The Epilogue. Next morning, when the crows awoke and looked out at their land, they saw a most amazing sight. It all was green, and not a drop of dew or trace of white was to be seen on sand or rock. Then one, who recently was known as Ken, tried chewing on a tiny shoot, then snapped it off above the root and swallowed it right down. Ken felt the joy of his success as if he'd reached a terrible divide and had already crossed it. But suddenly, in great distress, his stomach lost it. And when Ken looked around and saw upon the Crotian plain a thousand others eating grass, who also quickly tossed it, and then got word through shrug and sigh it was the same all over Crow, he said, "I think that we will die. Could this be God's revenge on us for having told that lie?" "What lie?" said one who formerly was Rex. "Well, Rex," said Ken, "the other week while boning up on Earthspeak, badminton, croquet, and every other discipline we felt was needed to receive those Earthlings in a cordial way, I opened up an ancient text and read therein that lying about sex is sin. And, Rex, we lied that time we told the Earthlings every crow was unisex, although we knew that half were not." "Now wait," said Rex, "you're talking rot. My sole intention was to make our philosophic argument airtight, and maybe spare our females from rude sexual advances. But, hey, you could be right. I could have told the truth and let the ladies take their chances." But then Rex paused and gave a sigh. "You know," he said, "until today I read those scriptures with a wink of eye and blamed our desert landscape on a meteor from space. But now that everything we eat we vomit, and there have been no sightings of a comet, I think those texts may not be all preposterous distortions. To lose our food and drink in one fell swoop is tragedy of biblical proportions." Just then a starving germ came by and looked the mentions in the eye. Said Rex, "That germ's about to die." And die it did, right at their feet. Said he who once was known as Mo, "I wonder what germs eat. Perhaps they need the mana too and cannot live without their due." At this Ken smiled and said, "My friend, you shouldn't fear we've reached the end, for in the worst scenario, if we do die and go to rest beneath the sand, our flesh and bones will fertilize this land, and in a dozen centuries there will again be trees and fruit and grain and slender towers in the rain, and maybe even snow. Does that make you feel better, Mo?" "I guess it does. But even so, if Rabbi Schwister comes back soon with invitations for all Crotians having Jewish derivations to emigrate that very afternoon, I'd really like to go," said Mo.